Hodge.
Don't let fear beat your faith. Keep hope in your mind. There's a bigger picture for us to see. Just open your eyes. So many people in my city, out in Oakland and died. Before this COVID-19, bullets flew from the fire. Medical apartheid, they separating us all by our race. And the lawyers and judges ain't no different, all on the case. Bad breaks, several mistakes, keep us all at risk. We conditioned to accept it, to get used to it.
You're listening to the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast.
Saying I love my black people ain't pulling a race car. Just reminding our blacks that they beautiful. Even when our face fall, lock us up in jails and throw away the keys. Give us a religion and force us to believe. Rather die on my feet than live life on my knees. We overcame slavery, we could fight this disease. I'm gonna keep my faith over fear.
Amen.
I'm gonna keep my love over here. You can keep that hate overhead.
I'm
gonna get prepared and not scared.
Not scared.
I'm gonna keep my faith over fear.
Amen.
I'm gonna keep my love over here.
My love.
You can keep that hate overhead.
Let's get prepared, not scared. Hey, good morning. This is your podcaster, Kenny Hodge, and let's talk about some unfortunate situations that are going on in the Postal Service. And today, I'm going to address two situations. One will be the shortage of personnel to deliver mail, and the other situation I'm going to address from a different perspective is the news stories that are circulating pertaining to delivery managers stealing work hours and stealing money from letter carriers. But first, let's talk about the shortage of personnel to deliver mail. Now, while there is an actual shortage, you have to understand the shortage is caused by postal management. I'm going to make a profound statement that it's going to take a moment for you to understand. And the profound statement is, postal headquarters really have no idea what takes place in the field. I know that sounds crazy, but if you will allow me to embellish, I'll explain to you why I feel the way I feel. At the local level, the level which we work, the plant level, the area level, the division level, the numbers are so convoluted as they begin to get sent upstream from the associate office to the plant, to the area, to the district, and upline that by the time they reach headquarters, the numbers that headquarters actually look at are so far from what's actually happening. This is why I make the statement, headquarters really don't know. So the decisions headquarters make based off the numbers that have been fudged from level to level to level. Headquarters are making decisions based off of the numbers they see, but the numbers they see are not what's actually happening. And that's what drives headquarters to say, well, maybe you don't need all these people. But in reality, not only do you need all these people, you need these people plus additional people. But the fact of the matter is, postal management lacks such basic managerial skills that they are afraid to report their inability to move mail efficiently with what they have. They are so embarrassed that they cannot get it done that rather than report the truth, they report fictitious situations and numbers and production numbers so that they save face at the next level. Tell me nobody knows what I'm talking about. If I was a minister, I'd say, can I get an amen right now? I'm going to bring this situation a little closer to home, and particularly in delivery and collection in 43207. If you have an office that is down, let's say hypothetically, 15, 16 routes, you have to understand that there's going to be a culminating point that's going to say all that mail is not going to get delivered. unless you have assistance coming from a lot of different areas. But let's say, for whatever reason, you have received all the assistance you're going to receive, and you are still looking at double-digit routes down, uncovered, to speak in a vernacular that everyone can understand. Well, you have to understand that that mail is not all going to get delivered. So you go into contingency planning. If your contingency planning as a postal leader is to simply tell that manager, I don't want to hear anything, but all that mail has to be delivered. Well, you're setting that manager and those carriers up for failure. And if that's what's happening, then there needs to be some kind of intervention from the district level, because that cannot be allowed for the manager, for the carrier, and most importantly, for that postal customer. And if that makes sense to anyone, then the problem is much greater than anticipated. If you are short personnel, then you're short personnel. And upper management has to understand that we have to come up with different contingencies other than just bullying people that you're going to do the impossible. Now, don't get me wrong. That letter carrier, that ambassador to the public, one of the few crafts that actually interact with the postal customer, because most people don't fully understand customer perfect. Most people don't fully understand who their actual postal customer is. Because if you work in plant operations, your postal customer is that postal employee working in the associate office. That's who you serve. The letter carrier and that sales and service associate, those are the actual postal employees that interact with the postal customer. So that's another topic for another podcast. But nonetheless, so if you're short personnel, and the only answer your MCSO has for you is to bully you into trying to perform the impossible without giving you any leadership or true guidance, then something ought to be done to address that. And the only reason why I'm addressing it is just so we're crystal clear, don't think that on the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast, I'm taking up the position of defending postal management. On the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast, I'm taking up the position of defending a friend of mine who was done, I think an injustice was done. And I'm going to end that and transition by saying, if you have multiple stations in the same MCSO's area bringing back mail, it's just not fair to ask one not to come back to work for a few days. But as I said earlier in my podcast, headquarters really don't know what's going on at the level we work. I'm going to further embellish on that. In the news today, or circulating these days, postal management stealing work hours from employees. I'm going to give you a different perspective on that, and let me start off by saying stealing is stealing. But I'm going to show you and give you another example of why headquarters really don't know what's going on at the local level. What the news media and these different reports are calling stealing, again, it's postal management trying to hide or cover their inability to be effective at the job of postal managing of human resources. In the letter carrier craft, they have a pay code known as penalty overtime. And let me just take a second and explain that. You've got regular work hours, then you have overtime, which is paid at time and a half. Then you have a special overtime called penalty overtime. Penalty overtime, in short, is paid anything over 10 hours as penalty overtime. Well, regular overtime is time and a half. Penalty overtime is double time. Now, understand, you're already short personnel. So the personnel that come to work are usually working 12, 13 hours a day. But now here's the catch to that. Usually, when you use penalty overtime, there's some requirements that come with that. Headquarters want to know because they track penalty overtime like it was liquid gold. Now imagine that. Headquarters know I'm short personnel, but now they're going to squeeze me and give me a hard time about the work hours that I have to use to cover the shortage. So as that postal manager, you understand that I got to get the mail delivered. I got to pay the carrier. So I'm going to pay them 12, 13 hours. But now when they come into the office, that manager now has to try to hide some of that penalty overtime. So that's where the stealing comes in. In order to eliminate some of the work hours or the what they call penalty overtime work hours, they take that out of the tax system, which now does not get reported to headquarters as penalty overtime, which now makes the manager look a little more efficient and on the backside hurts the carrier because you just lost penalty overtime for work that was performed. Does that make sense? Was that too confusing? But the bottom line is, again, postal management trying to convince headquarters that you can do way more than you can actually do, which sends the false picture up to headquarters that you are getting it done. So that's just two examples of what I mean when I say headquarters really don't know what's taking place on the playing field. And shame on that postal manager for not having the integrity to report what's going on, what's actually going on, so that it will allow headquarters to get a true picture and then make true adjustments. And let me tell you something, this game didn't just get like that. As long as I can remember, that's how it's always been. But unfortunately, finding upper management and the PC's level, I'm talking executives also, that have the integrity to stand firm and say, you know what, this area is really screwed up. I'm going to take actual numbers and then I'm going to fix it. See, finding managers that have that kind of integrity, you find them few and far between. Thus, the Postal Service will always chase its tail, but have canned answers to respond to the public with. But yes, it's very easy to jump on the bandwagon and say, let's get rid of our Postmaster General. And I'll always be on the front line and say, that's not even close to the problem with the United States Postal Service. From my perspective, the problem with the United States Post Office, it's not the Postmaster General. It's these postal managers who were here long before the Postmaster General. It's the inability or the reluctance of postal headquarters to train postal management properly, to allow them to be introduced to different managerial techniques that better equip them to deal with the new workforce. See, that's what the problem is with the post office, as I see it, aside from not being able to make the concrete decision, are we a business or are we a service provider? Hey, listen, this is Kenny Hodge on the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast, just giving you my perspective or my perception, as I'm going to continue to do. Have a good day.